Father, we love you, we bless you, and we honor you today. Jesus, we love you and we adore you. And now we just take time to pause and center our hearts and our lives and our thoughts upon you. You are the best thing in our life, the best thought. You are love itself. And so, Lord, we just now want to enter into the divine flow of your love as we worship you and we receive this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Sung this song probably in a couple years, a song called Oceans, which I'm sure all of you know. It's taken on new life for me in this season of uncertainty and in this moment where I feel stretched beyond my capacity, beyond my ability to control the future. I'm really dependent on the Lord for what's coming next every single day, and I know many of us are in that same spot. So Lord, would you give us courage? Would you give us courage and grace that we need today to follow you? To follow you in this unknown moment, uncertain moment, where we need your hand.
Oceans rise, my soul rests. whatever the presenting issue is, it's fear, anger, anxiety, depression, boredom, whatever, right now, and just imagine just holding that right in front of the Lord right now. And then can we imagine saying, here that is, and leave it right there, and that I want us just to say out of our mouths, you don't have to feel good at all about any of this, but things you know to be true about God. Let's just say it out of our mouth. It may be just as easy as, I'm so glad I have sliced bread at home. That may be all you can get out today. But let's just take a moment and just, you don't have to say it super loud, but let's say something we know God has done and is doing in us, okay? Let's take a minute to do that. Roger read this morning when we were praying, Romans 15. The God who gives endurance and encouragement. The God who gives endurance. So following Jesus requires some hanging in there that doesn't feel that awesome. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with you if it's hard. But he'll give us encouragement in the process. David encouraged himself in the Lord when things, when everybody was turning against him. He had to remind himself of what God is like. And so, Lord, I speak that over this congregation, over my friends right now, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that what you're doing is deeper than our immediate emotional experience. It's deeper than the data that we have, that you're working things out to your best ideas, your kingdom, your will on earth as it is in heaven. Lord spoke to me this morning, I believe, about discouragement. Just because one of the things I'm going to be speaking about today is that what you do in this life matters. The first thought that came to me when I woke up was, nothing I do matters. It was a pretty direct suggestion, I believe, from our enemy. And that means what God's doing today is exciting. He's going to encourage you and empower you to know that what you do matters. So the enemy's running scared. He's running scared. So let's just take a moment and just, again, just take this time. Tell God who he is. He already knows, but you need to hear it to encourage your own hearts in the Lord. Just take it. Just press just for a few more minutes. Telling God what he's like. If you're doing that at home, do it right now. Just, you can even write it down or just remember. Remember his goodness to you.
I've never
That, I believe, was actually the Holy Spirit speaking right now. Brooke hadn't planned on that. I just asked her, are you carrying anything? Could you feel that? Did you feel the presence of our Lord? And so receive that, that God speaks now to his people. He knows what you're experiencing. He knows the challenges of our hearts, and he's coming after you to encourage you. It's going to be okay. He's not nervous at all. He has good plans for us. Guaranteed by the blood of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus and the coming of Jesus. Guaranteed. It's not on our shoulders to accomplish it. He's going to do it just on his own. He's doing just fine. He's doing just fine. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Could we just say to the Lord thanks? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Today. We receive your encouragement. We receive your encouragement.